We've been talking about answered prayer, and I've been on dunamis. Dunamis is a major, major part of answered prayer. And I realized that there are operations, the kingdom of God. He says, in that day that I reveal the Father to you, that's where he reveals the Father, where he is, not the where we are. He said, in that hour you come to where I am and I reveal the Father to you. In that hour you'll pray to me. You'll pray to the Father in my name and he'll answer you. That is the same thing you talk about in the Lord's Prayer. If you go through the door and enter into the door and shut the door where the Father is, you pray to the Father. And the Father heareth you and he'll reward you. Say reward. God's going to reward. He'll reward you. We talk about praying in the name of Jesus and what that meant. Now, somebody asked me the question, but don't we exercise the name of Jesus here? I said, absolutely. But that's two different things you're talking about. You're exercising the authority of that name here in this jurisdiction over sin, sickness, disease, and devils. That's a different operation than praying in the name of Jesus before the Father. Exercising the name of Jesus here is a authority of the sons and daughters of God, like casting out devils in the name of Jesus or praying for sickness and infirmity and exercising in this jurisdiction the name of Jesus. You're exercising authority now. But when you're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, that's a whole complete 100% different operation. So you need to understand that there's two different things going on. Yes, he's given you his name. And you exercise his name in salvation when you lead somebody to the Lord. But when you're here, when you're before the Father, you're praying in his name. It's not just saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for this. That's not what he's saying. Praying in the name of Jesus was because the Lord was the last Adam. He had to restore the inheritance. He had to reconcile us to the Father. And then he restored the inheritance. And in the restoration of all the inheritance that was once given to Adam, restored by the Lord, he couldn't restore it into this jurisdiction because the devil had a legal lease to operate here. And if he restored it and gave it to us in this jurisdiction like he did the first one, the enemy would just steal it. He'd steal it just like that. The Bible says he sees the thief. He cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. So God in his genius had, in the restoration of the inheritance, had to place all of that restored inheritance in heavenly places. It was far above all principalities, powers, and the rules of darkness. But it's not just something floating around in heavenly places. Every time he says that, he specifically states where it is in heavenly places. Like, I bless you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. The reason he said that is because it's above the earth in Christ. Say in Christ. Our God will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory in Christ. So all of the inheritance is in Christ. It's in his name. God, he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. All the Father hath has been given unto me. As the final Adam, God put it all in the name of Jesus. Does that make sense? So when you're praying in the name, you're praying for what's been placed in his name. And so you have to have the Holy Ghost to teach you what all the Father is put in the name of Jesus. That's like the second teaching on this particular series, second or third. And so that's what you're actually praying for. You're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. And there's a lot in his name. And your revelation of what's in the name of Jesus or what's been placed in his name will determine what you're going to receive. Amen. It goes far beyond just you. I mean, there's nations in his name. There's a kingdom in his name. There's dominion in his name. There's the seven inheritances that are in his name. All spiritual blessings are in his name. All the riches in glory are in his name. All the riches of his grace are in his name. See that? We pray. We looked at the position of prayer. We pray in that day, in that hour, you'll know that I dwell in the Father and you dwell in me. You'll know, see, your position, you pray in the name, you understand everything. He said, all that the Father's given unto me. He goes, the Holy Spirit will receive what is mine. He's going to show it to you. He'll show you what's in my name. He'll show you what the Lord's given me. Because listen to this. This is very important. Hear this. Everything that's in his name is yours. To say that everything that's in his name belongs to his body. Everything. Say all. All things are yours. There's stuff for the kingdom. There's stuff for the body of Christ. There's inheritance for you. There's inheritance for your generations. There's inheritance for the world. There's inheritance for the kingdom and the nations. There's inheritance for the church, the body of Christ. Then there's inheritance for you and your generations, sons and daughters, for your family. All that's in his name. It's all there. Say it's all there. That's why he said when you pray, enter in the closet, shut the door, and then pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do you know sometimes you can be caught up for 2 or 3 hours in that one verse? Because you're not just saying, my Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're in the Father, my Father. You're in a love affair of union with him now. You're in a glory of his love. Hallowed be thy name. You're in a worship that can last for a long time. That's what people don't understand, because the fullness of his love there is so glorious. It's hard to get out of that place. That's the hardest place time I'm having right now, because I need to start working my faith on how to receive the kingdom. And I'm getting caught up in his love, and I need so much of it. We all need it. You don't know how much you need it till you get in it. But I need so much of his love and his embrace. I want him to embrace me 30 times a day to make up all for all the hugs I didn't get. Amen. Cause when the Father loves you, wow, do that again. He does it again. And so I'm so wiped out. I don't have anything left to go exercise faith on. So I'm having to find a kind of a median there, because the next level is after the love, after worship in spirit and truth, is in thy kingdom come. Say thy kingdom come. The Bible says it's Father's good pleasure, what? To give you the kingdom. He that spared not his only son, how shall he not by way of him and through him freely, say freely, give you all things. Does that sound like the Father's withholding? Even when you pray sometimes, you can't get through those barriers and you think the Father's hiding or withholding. He's incapable of hiding. He's incapable of withholding himself. There's too much of what he is called love. He's incapable of withholding it. When you get into in the presence of love, you will be loved. Amen. And you'll be loved the way you want to be loved. You'll be loved. Your spirit will be loved. Your body, your soul, you'll be so loved and so filled and so full. It'll make up for all the times you never had it. Amen. And then you can do it all over again the next day. The Lord's going to help you get in there. Amen. That position, that's that love. And now we're working on kingdom come. How does the kingdom come? Amen. And that's where we're talking about the power of dunamis. How does, when the Bible says, my God shall supply all, say all, your needs. Let's not even go to wants and desires yet. I mean, just needs. Anybody have any needs? Raise your hand. Sometimes you can go right along and all of a sudden need will just, I mean, things are just going forward and then bam, it shows up. I'm like, is there an ever end to this warfare of need? I mean, you're in abundance and bam, needs right there again. You got to know God. Amen. Our God will supply all your need according to what? His riches in glory in Christ. So that's what we're talking about, is how the riches in glory get here. How does that get here? Well, it's just going to drop. Well, it doesn't just drop. If it just dropped and you didn't have anything to do with it, we would all be pretty well off right now. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe there's a few things we need to know on how it moves from heavenly places to here. Maybe it doesn't drop out there. Maybe you have a lot to do with it. The Lord has a lot to do with it. The Holy Spirit has a lot to do with it. The Father has a lot to do with it. Maybe it's our understanding of how this works. Amen. That will turn the key to consistent, effective, answered prayer. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this. I said this before and I got several questions. There's a difference between the blessing of God being on your life and answered prayer. You can have a gift. you can have a good education that's given, that the favor of God will come on you and the blessing of God will come upon you. He'll give you a good job, good employment. He'll give you favor. He might have to give a business acumen, whatever. And it creates a blessing upon your life. Amen. And that blessing causes you to be a blessing to you, to the church. Amen. To your family. And, but it's on your life. Amen. It causes provision to come in your life, but when it comes to believing the Father for something, you may not know even know how to do that, but you can live under the blessing. Does that make sense to anybody? A lot of people have the blessing on their life, but when it comes to really believing God for something that's beyond their capacity and beyond the blessing that's upon their life, they don't even have a clue. So most of us live in the particular blessing we're under. Amen. If the blessing is good, hallelujah. If it gets too good, you won't ever learn how to do the other because you get too comfortable. Do you hear me? If it's too good, why have to learn all this other stuff? I'm good. Amen. So sometimes leanness is a good teacher. What does leanness teach you? I don't want leanness. Amen. So what we want to do is learn how to receive from God. Amen. Receive on the behalf of our ministries. Receive on the behalf of your business. Receive on the behalf of your family. Receive on the behalf of your generations. We want to learn to receive what's been laid up. And to do that, we're going to have to understand how that works. That's what God's presently doing right now. Teaching us the operations of answered effective and effective prayer. Say effective prayer. Listen, if you're praying for something you can do, you don't need God to do it. You just need to go do it. Prayer to the Father should be for things we can't do that are above our capacities, that are beyond our capacities. That's when you need Him. Amen. So, I'm fine. I don't need anything from God. Then you need to get a bigger vision and start believing God for something you can't do that's beyond your sphere of blessing, above where you're operating. Got to have a vision. So we're praying to the Father and we're asking the Father, then generally it's going to be something beyond our capacity. There's certain things you're going to be able to do in your own sphere of blessing. So we got to go above that. That's what God wants. He wants us to learn to receive from Him. Now, this is why I say, Lord, why did you do all this? Why do we got to come? You don't have to go into the right hand of God and have the Father revealed to have answered prayer. It's just the highest order. Does that make sense? We're going to ask and believe God on how prayer works. How many of you want to know God and be able to pray to Him and He answers you? Whoa, beyond your capacities, beyond the blessing, if you're talking about financial, but even beyond that, when you're dealing with the kingdom, to be able to ask the Father, say, ask the Father in Jesus' name for things we cannot do. That's what we're looking to do. Amen. So I asked the Father, why do we got to go into where you are? And I realized something. Now, you can pray in this jurisdiction. Daniel did it, and he had two archangels. He was a powerful man. He had two archangels assigned to him. Archangels, say archangels. One of them was Michael. He cleared the heavens out for 21 days, and Gabriel brought it down. You can do that, but that is not the highest order of the way God has set up our operation. Amen. And so God has designed us to go up to where He is. That's why the Lord said in John 16, in that day, say in that day, that I reveal the Father to you where I am and I show you the Father, then you'll pray to Him in my name and He will answer. He will give it to you. Amen. But then He said in John 14, He said, if you pray in my name, I, the Lord, will give it to you. No, He didn't say I'll give it. He said, I'll do it for you. Isn't that amazing? He's saying the Father will give it, but He's saying, I'll do it. You see that? The Father will give it. I will do it. So what is the Father giving you that the Lord's going to do? That's it. That's the answer. That's the question and the answer. That's the kingdom. You're going to pray to the Father in my name. What is the Father going to give you? So what did we say about this? I'm reviewing again. What does the Father give? You can write this down. The present inheritance that Christ restored for you is in a 100% spiritual state. You want me to repeat that? The present inheritance that Christ restored on your behalf is in a 100% spiritual state. It's not in the natural. It's in riches and glory in Christ. You see that? When the Lord spoke these words, they were perfect. John 14, 15, 16, 17 were perfection. Perfection. They were perfection. These words were perfection. And to hear the truth and the perfection of it. And so as we come to the Father, we're positioned, we're praying the name, but see, we pray to the Father, so the inheritance 100% spiritual. As we're praying to the Father in Jesus' name, what is the Father giving us? Because that's what we must learn to receive. Once we come in, once we love, once we worship, once we're in union, once we're perfect, then we pray to the Father, and Jesus said, He will give it to you. It's His good pleasure to give it to you. Those are the things you're going to need to line your faith with. Because it's at times when you're praying to believe to receive, it's a whole different operation. Because you have faith to enter, faith to climb the mountain. And all of a sudden you're there. Now everything's shifted. Now you got to learn to receive. Amen. That's why love is so important. Because love's going to come clear you out. Amen. It's love that teaches you to receive. It's love that's going to help you receive. Love's going to remove the barriers. And sometimes, depending on what you've been through in this life, what you went through, what you're presently going through, what's up in your heart and your soul and your mind, sometimes it takes time for love to reacclimate you. For love to get you flowing in the right, to harmonize you. Amen. Love will harmonize you the ways of the Father. Here's truth. It's impossible. No good thing will He withhold from you. Here's truth. He spared not His only Son. How shall He not freely give you all things? But even though that's truth, sometimes it's hard for you to receive it. Sometimes you get an atmosphere like the one that was trying to get up in here tonight. That's why you got to get in the presence of love and let Him love you. Amen. Before we get kingdom to come, we need love. Amen? It's love. Here's the three. You want the three measures? The word, love, and dunamis. First thing he'll do, he'll send His word to you. And that word, you keep that word, then love's going to be added and ground that in. And then you're going to get this glorious substance called dunamis. Say dunamis. Dunamis. This is where we are. And the receiving of dunamis. Glory to God. I want to get to this tonight. Praise the Lord. Now notice Romans 1:20. I'd meditate this verse until you fully understand what it means. This is one of the most powerful, powerful verses in the entire Bible. Romans 1:20, it says the invisible things. Say the invisible things. The invisible. Listen to this. The invisible things. From the creation of the world are clearly seen in the creation of the world. He's saying being understood by the things that are made. What invisible things were there that are now clearly seen? The whole world was made. That's talking about land, trees, atmosphere, water, earth, stars, the celestial system, the whole thing, all of creation. Say all of creation. It was created by something that was invisible. Amen? It's that invisible is what the Father's going to give you. He says even His eternal, dunamis, creative power and Godhead. It was invisible, but you clearly see it in creation. It's those things that we need. Because they're the building blocks of all things. God builds. With spiritual building blocks. Here's the definition the Holy Spirit gave me. Notice what 2 Peter 1:3 says. Look at this again. It says, according as His divine dunamis power hath given unto us all things. Say all things that pertains to life and godliness. Dunamis gets involved with you. It's invisible. Dunamis is not one thing. Dunamis is a lot of stuff. It's invisible. It was used in creation. All things that pertain to life and godliness is coming through dunamis. Here's another scripture. Now unto him that's able to do, say to do, exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that you ask or think according to his dunamis that's working in you. Say working in you. Working where? Working where? Working where? Working where? Where did it come from? It came from Christ, from his name, who authorized the release of it? The Father. When you pray to the Father, it was used in all, every created thing had dunamis as its invisible substance by which it was created. The tree, you go look at your tree tonight in your yard if you have a tree. Dunamis, you touch the tree. Dunamis was an invisible substance employed in the creation of that tree. If you go touch the water, dunamis was employed in the creation of that water. It's an invisible substance that God used in everything. It was also used in every major miracle the Lord did. In fact, every word in the New Testament said mighty works was only one word in the Greek, dunamis. Say dunamis. Every mighty creative work in anybody's body, from the opening of the eye to the opening of the ears, every mighty miracle he did was used one word, dunamis. Say dunamis. When he said the power of the Lord was what? Present to heal. Dunamis was present for healing. Say dunamis. It was used for miracles. It was used for the creation. It was employed. It's an invisible building block. Now, it's the riches of his glory, the riches of his grace, all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. All of that can be summarized as creative dunamis power that's there. When you ask the Father, no matter what you're asking him for the healing of your body, for the provision of you, your family, the church, it doesn't matter. When the Father releases it, it's going to come in the form of dunamis. Say dunamis. And now, if you'll get what I'm about to say to you, the light's going to come on. If you're sleeping, it won't come on. That's pretty deep, isn't it? I'm about to tell you something. Who is the creator? Oh, God was the creator. Well, more importantly, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him there was nothing made. So who is the creator? The Word, the Lord in his state called the Word. He was the creator. Who did he create with? He created with the Holy Spirit. By his Spirit he adorned the heavens. The Holy Spirit was there in creation. He was brooding over the waters. Who authorized all of creation? The Father authorized it. The Father planned it. The Father spoke it. And the Lord did it by the Word. And the Holy Spirit, they were all there in creation, right? Holy Spirit was brooding, waiting on the Father to speak it. And then the Lord came through that spoken word. He was the Word. The Father spoke, and he and the Holy Spirit created. But what did they use? Dunamis. They used an invisible substance, and they created what's visible. Now, what God wants to do, now listen to me very carefully. God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost wants to fill you with the invisible substance called dunamis. You're the container of dunamis. You're the bowl that dunamis goes into. You're the container of dunamis. Amen. And if you're filled with dunamis, guess what? You're filled with the spiritual building blocks by which the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit create with. Amen. So that's why he said, listen, if you'll pray for what's in my name, my Father will give it to who? You. And then I will do it. Did you hear that? Jesus said, I, the creator, will perform what you asked for once the Father gives it to you. Even if you're asking for something that's tangible in the earth, the Father doesn't give tangibles. He gives intangible. Did y'all hear that? What did I just say? The Father gives intangible. He doesn't give tangible. He gives intangible spirit substance. The Father authorizes the release and the allocation of the spiritual substance out of the name of Jesus. Oh, this is glorious. Hallelujah. They're just going to have to see one miracle, one operation after another for the light to come on. Glory to God forever. Out of the name of Jesus. Out of the riches of his glory. My God supplies all your need, natural substance, need, tangible need, out of a intangible substance. He's going to give the intangible substance to you. When you stand praying, he says, believe that who receives you, receive. That kingdom come to you. It's your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within. It doesn't come without, it comes from within. He's going to give you the kingdom first. He's going to allocate the kingdom to you. It's coming spiritual. It's going to fill you up. He's already given us the Holy Ghost. Christ dwells in us. He, the Father's coming soon. But listen, he's going to fill you up with the kingdom. People think the kingdom is going to fall. The kingdom is going to fill you up. You're the container of it. The carrier of the glory. So when you go before the Father, that's why you have to have a revelation of his abundant love. Because if you know how much love he's got, then you'll know how much dunamis he has to give too. Because when you know the Father's not withholding his love, it's surely going to help your faith to understand he's not withholding the dunamis either. He's not withholding anything. But if you can't reach his love, how are you going to reach the dunamis? Because I'm in his love, I'm like, God, Father, how much love do you have to give? Even when I'm not perfect, and I'm not perfect. Just because you dwell in love doesn't make you perfect, but you will get perfected as you continue to dwell in love. He's planting a new garden in me. There's still some old things that are coming out, but he's planting the new one too. There's some new stuff going up in me. There's new actions, reaction, behavior patterns. There's new stuff. I feel really good. Even when I'm not perfect, he loves me. You know, the most crazy thing is when I really blow it. And I blow it bad. I'm like, my flesh monster came out. I'm like, I thought he was dead. And I go into God and I'm like, and he just welcomes me. I'm like, whoa. He just wrapped his arm. He loves me like I didn't do it. I'm like, the day that I was able to take my worst to him, that was a glorious day for me. Because I realized he didn't withhold himself even when I was at my worst. He still loved me as if I was at my best. And I realized his love doesn't vary between my worst and my best. He just is love. It was just my ability to go there. It was my faith that took me there, regardless of whether or not. And what I do when I'm at my worst, I climb into the Lord. I climb into his righteousness. I climb into his peace. I climb into him because I know I'm not going in there in me. But when he loved me, when I realized how much love he has and how free and liberal he is with his love, that's why the Lord wants you to dwell with him there, because you're not going to get that kind of liberal love here. You get a lot of condemnation here, and you get a lot of warfare here, and you get a lot of stuff happening here. It's not like, heaven is not like the earth yet. But heaven's coming. Amen. So I realize, oh, if you're that liberal with your love, then he's also that liberal with answered prayer. And that's what I'm working on now, the receiving, the open, the same gate of dunamis that's been opened with love. Woo! Now, what's going to happen? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to close with this. Been trying to get here all service. I'm understanding when these men were full of the Holy Ghost and power, like Stephen said, it was full of faith and dunamis. These people knew how to dwell with God. They knew to dwell with Father. When the Father allocates, I realize something too. When I'm old by revelation on this one, but I know revelation. When I know it, I know it. When the Father, because I know how much love he has, I also know how much he's gonna, how much dunamis, or how much inheritance he's gonna release. God doesn't do anything by the ounces. God is abundant and liberal with everything he gives. You don't know that because we don't dwell with him, but when you dwell with him, you realize how abundant he is. When you ask for a cup, he's going to give you a barrel. Amen. The Bible says your cup runneth over. It's full. It's full. And God said, we're just getting started. It's full, God. It's full. He goes, yes, yes, but the world needs the overflow. It's not just about you. It's about the world, too. Keep pouring. I'm like, oh, hallelujah. He's going to fill you up with an invisible substance. You're going to walk around with an invisible substance inside of you that the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus is going to make visible. The Creator is going to take that invisible substance with the Holy Spirit, and they're going to create the kingdom of God in the earth with it. Signs, miracles, wonders, power, salvation, blessing, increase, multiplication, answered prayer, because you are living and dwelling, and you're carrying the invisible substance that the Creator operates with. When He sees that invisible substance in you as a carrier, He recognizes the Father has made the transference from His name. He says, now I'm the Creator. Get what I'm about to say. If you ask anything in my name, my Father will give it to you, and I will do it. Once He sees the substance in you, the jurisdictional transfer has been made complete. It's gone from heaven to earth. You're carrying Him. That's the beauty of who you are. You're a heaven-earth being. You're a dual citizen. You have rights to operate here. You have rights to operate in the kingdom. And the Father designed it that way. The devil doesn't have rights to operate in the kingdom. He only has rights to operate here. He only has rights to steal here, but he doesn't have a right to go there. You have a right to be filled with the invisible stuff. And when you carry it down as the container, you have it. And the Lord says, that's what I built the whole earth with. That's what I have performed every miracle with. People get the idea the Lord just did it. He said, and virtue flowed out of Him, and He healed them all. And the woman that touched Him, it says, and virtue flowed out. He turned around and said, who touched me? He said, Master, everybody's, the multitudes are thronging you. He said, no, who touched me? Virtue flowed out of me. That word for virtue is dunamis. He was a carrier of dunamis. And once He sees the dunamis in you, He is able and authorized, say authorized, to perform and to build and to work. He, the Son of God, is now authorized to create. Just like He created the earth, He has the substance by which He created the earth with. The Father authorized the release from His name. Now it's here in this earthly jurisdiction. There's no devil can stop it. You're carrying the substance, the invisible substance, which the Father, which the Lord creates with. And He's going to authorize the Holy Spirit with that dunamis that you're carrying to go and answer your prayer. Does that make sense? Now you got three things working. I had His word. But His word, you asked me about that. Yeah, what about this word? Because He's all in keeping the word. And I had His word. But see, when I'm in the something, I can't see anything else. But now I see it. It's His word. And then I go to the Father. It's love. And then the Father grants dunamis from the name of Jesus. Now I've got the three measures. Once the Lord has that, and you're back in this jurisdiction, and you're full of faith, and you're full of dunamis, the Holy Spirit will take that creative essence that came out of the name of Jesus, and He'll start creating with it. And if you're not full, there's no creation going on. If you're not full, there's no kingdom going on. The only thing, if you're not full, the only thing God can do is put a gift on you. Gift it and lift it. Gift it and lift it. Gift it and lift it. But if you're full of the Holy Ghost and dunamis power, the Lord will start creating here in the earth with it. The kingdom of God will start manifesting everywhere. It'll manifest for you. It'll manifest for everyone around you. It'll manifest for your children. It's going to manifest. And you're going to see this happen because that veil is about to break. It has no choice because I am sitting in front of it every day and I'm going to get that veil. It's going to flow like the love flows. If the love flows like that, oh, I can't wait for dunamis. Woo! Because dunamis is the building material, the invisible building material the Lord uses to manifest your miracle. Is that glorious or what? That's why in the church they were full of the Holy Ghost and dunamis power. Say, full of the Holy Ghost and dunamis that come out of the name of Jesus. Therefore, the answer to their prayer. Well, you're just full of it. I am full of it. I'm going to get real full because I know where it's coming from. Isn't that glorious? I'm going to tell you this. When you see the kingdom manifesting, I promise you who it's manifesting through, they are full. They're not empty. If you're empty, you're not in a position for the kingdom to manifest. The Father is going to fill you with the invisible substance by which all things are created with. And it's a continual flow all the time. That's how Jesus did it. Isn't that glorious? Now, first miracle, you know, the Cana of Galilee, the wedding, right? This is the first miracle. The Lord wasn't even ready to do this. His mom engaged him to do it. But there was a need there. He said he manifested his glory. Now watch. Now don't you know that this was totally planned by the Father? Especially if it's in the book of John, if it's a miracle being done in the book of John, it was demonstrative. Every single miracle he did was a demonstrative miracle to demonstrate some aspect of the kingdom of God. It was just amazing. Notice verse 3, John 2 and verse 3, it says, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Now this was a feast. It wasn't spiritual. They were at a wedding. They were drinking fermented wine, and it was spiritual. It wasn't spiritual. I mean, it was a need. They ran out of wine. It's probably those disciples with him, you know. Anyway, we'll go. Whatever the case, they ran out. There was a need. Because if there was abundance of wine, his mom wouldn't have come to him. Amen? They needed something to happen. There. That must have been some really good stuff he made. I'm telling you right now. But he was demonstrating a principle of the kingdom. Amen? What was he doing? This is the first miracle. He was going to show how the kingdom worked. He said, take the water by. He said, woman, what do I have to do with thee? I'm not ready. He said, my time's not come. But he did it anyway. And he told those servants, go take the water pots for the purification. And notice what he said. Notice, read it very carefully. He took 6 water pots, number of man. He was demonstrating. All right? There were 6 water pots of stone. And Jesus said unto him, fill the water pots with water. Say, fill them with water. Fill them to the brim. Fill them till there's no more. He was giving you the mystery of the kingdom. It wasn't until the water pots were filled up that it was ready to draw out. We are drawing out stuff we don't even have. That's why when we pray, we're not like Peter, such as I have, because we don't have it. We're trying to draw stuff out we don't even have yet. Here's the miracle of the kingdom right here, the demonstration of the kingdom. If the kingdom's going to operate, you're going to have to get full. Fill it with water. Fill it with dunamis. Fill it with glory. You've got to get filled to the brim. And then it's still in the water pot at this point. It's still water. It's not till they pulled that cup. I mean, could you imagine one of the guys having to do this? I'm like, I'm having to serve water here from a water pot. They dip in, and as soon as they did, the Holy Ghost took it and he turned it to wine. That's his specialty. He takes the spiritual things and he turns them into the natural. Amen. He converts. He's the converter. See, you're filled to the water pot. Your water, you are the water pot, filled up to the very top. Now you're ready. Now you come back in the earth and you're like this. The Holy Ghost and the Lord says, we're ready now. We're ready. Draw it out. And the Holy Ghost takes them a big old scoop of that and they draw it out. And as soon as that comes out of, just right out of your dominion and hits this earth, the Holy Spirit starts the conversion of the kingdom. And when he starts the conversion of the kingdom, he takes what's spiritual, what's invisible, and he makes it visible for all to see. He makes it all visible. He says virtue, dunamis flowed out of him, and they were all healed. They could all see it at that point. It was all invisible. You were carrying invisible. Would you please just empty that out? And then, poof, blessings everywhere he went, miracles, signs, wonder. Salvation, kingdom of God, manifesting, financial blessings manifesting, multiplication of bread and loaves, took Peter and them fishing, Gave him 3.5 year salary right up front. Multiplication everywhere. The kingdom of God's flowing. The mystery of the kingdom was right there in the water and the wine. Here's the key, though. If we don't know how to get that filled up, we're not going to have that kind of drawing out. We need to be filled with the invisible substance which will be drawn out. You are the carrier. You are the water pot. You are the, listen to me, those who have ears to hear, I'm closing again. You are the bowl that the olive trees empty the golden oil into. The king priest oil coming out of the olive trees, that's Christ, they're coming out of Christ. You are the temple for which the king priest waters issue out from. You are the carrier. Say the carrier. You're the receptor. It's all done by faith, understanding, and knowledge. You have to receive it. How are you going to receive that kind of living water, that kind of dunamis, if we can't receive his love? How is he going to fill us up? People get the idea, I got all these love issues, but God's going to dump this dunamis on me the rest of my life? No, he's going to deal with our love issues. We're going to go and he's going to love us to an open container. And I understand the greatness of his love, and he's so liberal, and he's my great father, and such a great love he loves me. Oh, what manner of love he's bestowed upon me. And now that I got a revelation of his abundance of his love, whether I'm good or bad that day, he's loving me. Now, I'm not telling you that he's going to keep doing that. He's going to perfect you. Grace is not for you to just go live any way you want. God is going to perfect you. Love wants you. It wants to make you like him. You want to be like him. You want to be like his. You want to be with him. You want to be in his image. You want to be whole and clean. You want to be swimming in it all of the. And then we're ready for dunamis. That's what's next. He's going to open the dunamis. When he does, we are going to be full barrels walking around ready for the manifest. And as soon as you get back here in your dual citizenship, the authorization of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit are now authorized for the manifestation of the kingdom of God into the earth. Now I'm going to tell you one more thing for those who have ears to hear. It's the word. The dunamis you receive will be entirely dependent on the word you carry. Did you hear that? You know why? Because if I have this much understanding of what's in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get that much dunamis. I'm going to draw out from what I understand to be there. Amen? There are certain camps that understand what's in God in areas. They can be the prosperity camp or the faith camp or the healing camp. What I see there is a government. What I see in that dunamis is a king-priest government. Because that's the word we carry. That's the dunamis that's going to be on our life. You've seen the movements where they come in with laughter, joy movement. That's what they were carrying. But if your word is apostolic king priest government, when that dunamis hits that word, that's what the Lord's going to draw out of you. He's going to draw out of you. I'm telling you, I'm talking about ears to hear. He's going to draw out of you what you're carrying. That's the word. That's why you want to keep the word. Got it? It's like, yeah. Justin's on and he's in there. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So how many of you want to go climb up into the Father fast? How many of you want to receive the dunamis? Man, when he starts filling us, we're going to see the sons and daughters of glory coming back on the scene. That's the point. You don't have to tell them anymore. God will show them. Amen? That's the point where your gospel turns from word to power. That's the invisible stuff inside of you. You know what you're carrying. But they're going to know it too. They're going to see it, but you'll know it. Father, thank you for the glorious revelation, the glorious mysteries that are coming to pass right now. Father, grant grace to every son and daughter in this place, everyone that's hungry, everyone that's thirsty, everyone that has that compass, grant them free access to your love. Grant them grace to climb into your mountain, to climb into your embrace, Father. That we may receive love and then receive the dunamis for the kingdom of heaven to manifest into the earth. I heard the Spirit of the Lord just say almost audibly to me. He said it not many days hence, you'll begin to see the creative miracles that you have longed to see. But more importantly, you'll understand how they come. Father, thank you. The blessing, fill their cup. Help them not be distracted until they get into your mountain. Father, help their eyes to see. Grant their eyes to see and the ears to hear. Let's just put that where you are and we'll close with that. Listen, your compass is everything. What you're listening to is everything. What's inside your heart is where you're going to be. It's so easy to get distracted. You don't know your enemy. He wants to lock you up for 30 years into a system of religion that's going to get you nothing but empty promises. But the Lord doesn't do that. He wants us with the Father now. He wants us grown up into the Father, ready for our water pots to be filled with the invisible dunamis. Amen.